I'm your host, Jeremy, and welcome to Know This Trivia.
Who cares?
God damn it. As I said, you're listening to Know This Trivia, the podcast where we talk about random trivia facts about anything and everything pop culture to serious stuff. Who knows? But this week, we're talking about all that good stuff, all about the trilogy of trilogies. But first, let's introduce our contestant. And this is Clint answering questions. So Clint, today's topic is a continuation of our previous episode. You remember what that was, right?
Yeah, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Yes, you know, the trilogy of the Beverly Hills Housewives. Yep, last time it was Star Wars, the original trilogy. This week, we are doing the prequels.
What is that? Yeah, I like the prequels, actually. I just watched A New Hope a couple days ago, and I was bored to death. So here we
That's
go.
That's what I'm telling you, man. All right? So yeah. I know is not the majority of what people think,
yeah,
but
I'm sorry,
our generation, we like the prequels, all right? And the originals, they're so slow, you know? And the fight scenes aren't even good because they didn't have good choreo back then.
Like, Darth Vader just, like, went through Obi-Wan Kenobi just like that. Mm-hmm. And I was like, huh?
like their lightsaber battles are so slow. Sucky. Like, you can tell them that they swing so very slow so that they can choreograph it well. But, like, just come on.
But the prequels speed it up a little bit. The best, like, the lightsaber scenes were good. Yeah. But, prequels. Woohoo!
We're going to talk about the prequels this time. It's similar to what you did, actually, Clint. So we're going to kind of do a quick little lightning round, and then maybe we'll go into more about little something-somethings. So, Clint, do you know the names of the first three episodes?
Hell yeah.
All right, give it to me.
Phantom of the Opera.
I almost said yes, too. I was like, yeah, right?
Actually, the first one, I always get confused. Is it Phantom of the Menace or Menace of the Phantom?
It's Phantom Menace.
Okay. It's basically Taken, the prequel with Liam Neeson. And then the second one is called Attack of the Clones.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third one is Anakin kills a bunch of kids and no one bats an eye. What's the third one called? It's Revenge of the Sith.
There it is. Ding, ding, ding. Yeah, you're correct. So those are the three. Those are the three episodes that we are going to go over today. Now, so the first episode, The Phantom Menace, actually came out in 1999.
Okay. I was 3 years old.
So
all right.
Episode one actually did really well in the box office. It got $1 billion. It's been 16 years. So it was heavily anticipated that something, this new thing, this big Star Wars trilogy to come out. Now, the other two didn't do as well. Attack of the Clones came out in 2002. It made $650 million. Uh-huh. And then the next one in 2005, $868 million. So it's a little bit less, but still it's quality money. Stuff.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about a little bit about the trivia. Okay. You know, normally we go about like the little bitty gritty stuff, but I'm going to talk about maybe how much you know.
Okay. All right. Do to you what I did to you. Do to me what I did to you.
I do unto you what you do unto me.
Yoda said that.
Do you do me? Whatever.
Yeah, Yoda said that in episode 6.
Yep, I'm quoting him. Now, these questions aren't going to be about any planet crap, all right? I'm not going to ask you what planet came from where.
Just because you didn't know the planets, huh?
Dude, it's like, who can remember all those planets? All these made-up words. Come on.
We know. We have some friends that can recite those planets. And he's been on this show.
Yeah, that's probably true, honestly. Yeah. Okay. You ready for this? It's going to be 7 questions.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right, here we go.
Okay. So in these movies, we find out the origin of CP3O. Uh-huh. Who built CP3O?
Anakin.
Yep. You got it. Pretty easy stuff so far.
That's his baby. Right? Yeah.
So Anakin also, he did a sport. He did some sort of racing. Do you remember what that was?
I don't know what it's, what is it called? Because scooter racing, what do they call what they're riding?
Do they look like scooters? Come on.
They're not, but they call it like, get on my, get on my, get on. Get on my pod. Pod racing?
Yeah,
pod over, that's it. Pod X. Oh, it is pod racing?
No, okay. It's pod racing. You got it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Hey, and it had a pretty fire Nintendo 64 game. I'll just put that out there.
It did? Oh, then mm-hmm. It seemed fun.
When I was a kid, they had a N64 game that was pod racing, and ooh, it was basically Mario Kart, but you did Star Wars pod racing, uh-huh, and it was really fun. I enjoyed it. All right, we also met this new character called Jar Jar Binks.
Oh, God.
Everybody's favorite character. And we'll talk a little bit about him later, too. Now, okay, what species is Jar Jar Binks?
Oh, Misa!
Oh, you're correct? No.
No, what is he? He's they're mm-hmm underwater. I forget what that type of people, the Binkies. Yep.
No, that's not it. They are underwater, but
the Jar Jars.
No, it starts with a G.
Gooba. Granaga.
The Goomba Troopas.
I give up. I actually don't know. I forget. I'm blanking. He's just the worst. Gonzalez.
Nope. It's the Gungans.
Oh, okay. Nope. I am not even going to pretend that that was even... Nope. I didn't even think about that. Nope.
All right. Okay. Now this little section, we're going to talk about General Grievous. You might have heard about him.
Genitals.
Don't know why. Yep. We're going to talk about Anakin's genitals. All right. Okay. How many balls does he still have?
I don't know.
You didn't know? Jedi's, they cut it
off. Oh, doesn't he like have zero? Did his leg get cut off? So he's got no.
How low do your balls hang, man? Come on.
No, I mean, his waist down, from the waist down, it was like in the lava, isn't it?
That's
did it get burned true down in the lava? He oh, has no balls.
You might be right. Yeah.
You might be right. How does he be? Anyway, no.
I mean, does he even eat? Like, he's wearing his mask the whole time. I don't even know.
I guess he pees through the force.
He force pushes out his pee. It's gross.
Ooh, all right.
All right. So General Grievous, you know who he is, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That little cyborg looking guy. Now, mm-hmm, how many mm-hmm lightsabers does he have?
He has two. No. Oh, wait. No, he wields that thing like there's no tomorrow. How many does he have? Four.
Yep, he has four lightsabers.
Yeah. I just remember that he had a bunch.
So how did he attain these lightsabers?
From Count Dooku.
So if you think about it, what colors were his lightsabers?
Green.
Mm-hmm. And normally a Sith Lord would have?
Green? Red.
Come on, man. It's Star Wars. You just watched like how many episodes of Star Wars and you don't remember what colors
no
they are?
There's Luke has a green one.
And there's a bad color. There's only one bad color, man.
It's red.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But why is General Grievous's lightsaber not red?
I don't know. He's good.
You're killing me here, man.
He's actually good. He's just
no.
He's yeah, just secretly misunderstood, okay?
He doesn't realize which side he's been fighting for.
Yeah, so he's going through a lot. It's been a tough year.
It's a midlife crisis, man. He's doing a 180.
Yeah, he saw what 2020 was going to be like. And he's like, oh my God, they're screwed.
Join the dark side.
Yeah, I don't know. He killed someone for it. He stole a good Jedi's lightsaber. So,
close, yeah.
He stole Liam Neeson's?
No.
Oh,
he
didn't
steal them. He killed Jedi's to get them.
Oh, okay.
So he has four. So he killed four Jedi's. And every time he kills a Jedi, he gets their lightsaber. Just
Anton. Damn. Mm-hmm. Never mind. Yep. He's not going through depression. He's just a dick.
Now, General Grievous is also kind of famous for his coughs, right? Like when he talks, so he kind of usually coughs a little bit too and stuff.
I don't know if you remember him being gross. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, General Grievous's cough is actually a little bit well known. They kind of did something to record a cough. It wasn't just from the voice actor. What do you think they recorded to get General Grievous's cough?
It's not a cough. It's not like a real cough from a person.
Oh, I will say it is a real cough, but who?
Oh, it's like a specific famous person?
Mm-hmm.
What the hell? Who the hell? Who plays Han Solo? I always forget his name. Mark Harrison. George Harrison.
Harrison Ford, bro.
There you go.
George Harrison Ford is a Beatle.
Harrison Ford's cough.
They actually got it from George Lucas. George Lucas had bronchitis.
Ew.
Yeah, so he had bronchitis.
What the hell?
And they were like, all right, during production, since he had bronchitis, they recorded it. And they're like, let's put it as General Grievous's cough.
What's wrong with these people?
Yeah, I thought that's kind of interesting, man. Hey, I wouldn't mind that.
Every time George Lucas hears it, he's just going to get reminded of the bad bronchitis he had.
Yeah, but he's going to get reminded about that sweet, sweet money he's got too. Oh, so.
Yeah, he doesn't even care. Yeah. Is he still alive? All right. He's still alive, right?
Yeah. He's still alive. He's not dead yet.
Okay.
All right. I got one last question. This is a little hard one. Now, what famous alien made a cameo in The Phantom Menace?
Famous alien?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what do you mean famous? Like, E.T.?
Is that your guess?
No. Why would... Wait. Steven Spielberg, George Lucas. Okay, E.T. is...
You're actually correct.
What?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. So in The Phantom Menace, in the first film, and we talked about this last episode, you know, how George Lucas and Steven Spielberg, they talk to each other and hang out.
Yeah, they're bros.
So apparently they're really good friends because E.T. made it onto the Senate. Now, it's not necessarily E.T. itself. It was an E.T. looking race that they basically put into the Senate. Because if you remember the scene where like they had the big Senate where Emperor Palpatine's in the middle, and then all the big, like, there's basically like little different races all around.
Yeah.
So one of them was these E.T. people. So if you look back and watch that first movie again, you might see E.T.
Oh, okay. I'll look for him.
Yeah, there was three of them, I think.
E.T. Three E.T.s?
Yep, E3.
Ooh.
Okay, well, you did pretty decent. You did all right. I don't know. I don't really remember. Who even knows, man? It's the prequels. Who's really paying attention to this episode, right? Come on.
I did not.
So let's do a little bit of a break, kind of recover yourself, because afterwards, we're going to talk about each individual movie, maybe just a little bit, because each question is going to relate to a movie, and then we're going to talk about a fan theory.
Woo-hoo-hoo.
What the heck is Tigger here?
Hi there, I'm Kyle Sutton.
I'm Trisha Campbell.
And we're the hosts of My Drunk Movie Theater. Join us every week as we go through the silly things that we wind up getting up to at our jobs working at a local multiplex. We also talk about all the current events that are happening in the movie world that affect us and affect you as the viewers. Trisha?
We also get off topic quite a bit and we'll ramble, so there's that too.
Yeah, well, you know, alcohol does that to you. So hit the subscribe button. You can follow us, listen to us on iTunes, Spotify, almost anywhere that your podcasts are available.
All right, and we are back with the prequel trilogy. Let's go straight into it, Clint. How about we do that?
All right, Misa.
I feel like those movies would be so good if Jar Jar Binks wasn't in it.
Was just gone. Yeah.
Yeah. You're like, I have no qualms with those movies except for how annoying Jar Jar Binks was.
Yeah. Yeah. He really is. Oh, well. Oh, God. You're so useless.
We'll talk about him later. So let's focus on The Phantom Menace. Now, actually, a lot of these positions, because Phantom Menace was basically like a very new prequel, there wasn't anything like that they needed to really build off of. There was a lot of characters that weren't in the original trilogy, so they could have done a lot of things. They could have picked a lot of people, a lot of famous actors, especially now. So we'll start with the director. Now, what director do you think was thought or considered? Now, when I say considered, maybe they never auditioned or had to actually be an approached, but who do you think might have been considered to direct The Phantom Menace?
Steven Spielberg.
You're actually correct. Yeah, they thought about it. Yeah, they thought Steven Spielberg maybe, especially because Spielberg already directed a lot of Indiana Jones movies that were before this.
Did he do Jurassic Park already?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Yeah. So he really famous. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And they also considered Ron Howard, who ended up doing Han Solo.
Oh, he did.
Well, or the Solo movie.
The Solo movie. I like that movie. Mm-hmm.
I actually thought it was pretty good. Yeah. I think people didn't care enough about it, but I thought it was pretty decent.
I liked it. I liked it.
Mm-hmm. And they also considered Robert Zemeckis, which is the guy who directed Back to the Future.
Oh.
All right, let's get to the actors, though. Now, the first big villain, Darth Maul. Who do you think was actually penned to be the Phantom Menace?
Jason Statham.
Bro, I think he was pretty young back then. I don't know if that would have worked.
Was this 99? Who the hell is famous in 99? I don't know. Leonardo DiCaprio.
Honestly, imagine that, dude. That'd be pretty fun.
That'd be so weird. Who's a villain? I don't know. I have no idea who villains are. Clint Eastwood.
This guy is Benicio Del Toro.
I have no idea who that is.
Let's go on to Qui-Gon Jinn.
Who's now, Qui-Gon? Oh, Liam Neeson.
You don't know who Qui-Gon? Yeah, that's Liam Neeson.
Yeah.
Now, Qui-Gon wasn't always considered. They also consider a bunch more people, but they never really actually, I think, asked or considered all these people. They just were like, maybe. Who knows? So let's see if you can get one of them. Who do you think would be a good Qui-Gon?
Tom Hanks.
Oh, really? Yeah, he was thought.
I don't see him at all. Just because he was famous. I mean, he's still famous, but like 90s was his, you know.
He has like a baby face kind of look, you know?
Yeah, no.
They also thought about maybe Morgan Freeman, Denzel Washington. And
I can see Denzel.
Star-Lord's dad, Kurt Russell.
Oh!
All right, let's go to the last one here for the Phantom Menace. Mace Windu. You know who played that?
Yeah. yeah, of course, Samuel L. Jackson. I was really surprised to see him when I first saw the episode. I was like, Samuel L. Jackson, what are you doing?
It's different because like he doesn't really play like his character, like because nowadays he always plays the same person, right? Like he's always like mother effing everything, right?
Yeah,
but he wasn't as much that in these episodes.
Yeah, he didn't have a lot of lines either.
No, not really. No. But he was a very fan favorite character. People really liked him in this.
Oh, okay.
Mace Windu, there's rumors that they considered a different guy. They considered actually a rapper. Who do you think that might be? 50 Cent. Nope.
Eminem. Not
50 Cent.
Tupac.
Yeah.
What?
They thought about it. Mm-hmm. Before his untimely death, there's rumors that they thought Tupac would do it. Now, this one's a little sus because I don't really know if that would have happened. But maybe Mace Windu was like a publicity character. And that's why he was so loved by a lot of fans. And it's like, they put him in because they want to make sure that like people are watching it and they enjoy the film or something.
Yeah.
So that I could see maybe why you would put Tupac in. But like, I don't know if I would see that as doing well. Maybe if like Tupac really liked it or he was good at acting. But Samuel L. Jackson did pretty well. So I'm pretty happy with that.
Yeah. Especially at the end. Oh. All
right. Okay, next question. Let's go to Attack of the Clones. Now we're going to go a little bit back.
The worst one.
That you think that was the worst one?
Yeah, it's so boring. Anakin, I love you, Padme. I love you too.
We're sisters and brothers. It's fine.
Wait, what?
They're not, but their kids will be.
They have the same. But it's fine. Anyways, I was just so bored. It was just their whole like, we can't do this, but I'm too horny.
Basically, so let's just focus on the cool stuff, which was Mace Windu's character. Now, do you know what color his lightsaber was?
Blue.
Nope.
Oh, God.
I'm going to give you one other guess. It is not green.
I thought it was blue.
It's not red.
Are you sure?
He's the only person to have this color.
Periwinkle.
Close. Now, what's a normal color? Do you even know what color periwinkle is?
It's some sort of blue green. Oh, he had a purple one, right?
Yes. And periwinkle is like blue and violet. All right, it's not even green.
Whatever. But I said blue green. Blue is in there. Yeah, I remember purple. I was like, purple? Barney is a lightsaber now?
Why do you think he was the only person to have a purple lightsaber?
They got the CGI wrong and they're like, oh shit.
It was a colorblind artist.
I'm like, oh, I guess it's too late to edit it now. So let's just stick with the purple one.
It's going
to
cost too much time.
He's in between the good and the dark side.
No. That's not the answer, though. It's going to be like a really like silly or like dumb answer almost.
God. it's tainted with the blood of his enemies.
Yes, a lightsaber, a laser is tainted with blood.
Symbolically.
All right, I'm going to just cut you off there. I think this one's a lost cause. But Samuel L. Jackson kind of just made an offhanded joke to George Lucas. He was like, what if I just had a, you know, what if I just had a purple lightsaber? Can I have one? And George Lucas was like, sure. And it happened. Yeah.
Wow. George Lucas which is weird. Like a reasonable dude. I like him.
It's a little weird because George Lucas had this whole like story about why like colors are blue and green and red. But purple, there was never actually any reason for that. Like purple wasn't a color that was even allowed before this. But Samuel L. Jackson asked and George Lucas was like, all right, so now history has a purple lightsaber.
Oh, okay. He's like, I'm rich. I don't care. Get a purple. Wait, what's the reason for blue?
All right, let me find.
You're the one that said it.
Yeah, so Obi-Wan had a blue lightsaber. Anakin Skywalker's first lightsaber was also blue.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, so those are like the popular ones that are, you know, that are out there. Kind of green, that was Luke Skywalker's lightsaber. I think I think Yoda also had a green one. Nowadays they have like a specific like canon lightsaber color and meaning, but before it was kind of like just to make it like have contrast or to have looks and stuff. So it wasn't that too huge of a deal. The blue lightsaber nowadays, it kind of represents righteousness and bravery and the most Jedi-ness that you can have is the blueness.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. The green lightsaber, that one is more like harmony. That one's like more spiritual. Just, if you imagine what Yoda was, that's kind of what a green lightsaber would be.
Okay.
Yeah. Purple, gah, who knows? Now, let's go on to our third movie, Revenge of the Sith. A lot of hands get cut off in this movie. What is the number of hands that got cut off?
Okay. So I know, does Anakin lose both? He loses both.
So I'm going to tell you, to make it a little bit easier, four people lost hands in this
Holy
movie.
Holy moly. Okay, one, two, five hands.
Ooh, close, but nope.
Six.
Ah. Yep. Anakin only lost one hand. Mace Windu lost one from Anakin.
Oh, yeah.
General Grievous lost two. Uh-huh. And Count Dooku lost two also.
Oh, yeah.
That one was a fight with Yoda. Now, those are the three movies. And that's a little bit of little bit of trivia.
Okay.
Let's go into a little bit of a conspiracy trivia.
I think I know what this is.
You know? Which one? What are you thinking?
It's with Jar Jar.
Mm-hmm.
And my brother-in-law told me about it. They think that he was supposed to be a Sith Lord, and then because people hated him so much, George Lucas was like, never mind, I'm not gonna make him a Sith Lord no more. He's just gonna be an annoying sidekick. And then that
now there is a fan theory that Jar Jar Binks was supposed to be evil. Mm-hmm. That maybe he had a huge character play in these movies that didn't end up happening. Now, what do you think about that?
I would have been mad if that happened.
I think it would have made the movies better, actually.
Really?
Because we already hated him so much.
Yeah.
That's because like right now we have no reason for hating him. We just hate him.
He's annoying.
Yeah, because he's annoying. But like that, there's nothing to do. There's nothing like character-wise, right? But if he was annoying for a reason, right? That he was evil, then we'd be like, oh. He's really
But
bad.
Like, you wouldn't want to be annoying if you were evil, right? So that they won't know you're evil, I guess.
I mean, hey, he was just annoying. Like, who knows?
Yeah, that's true.
Right? Maybe he's just because see, like, maybe guy. You're like a doofus, but you're not really a doofus, right?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, I don't know. That would have been. I can see why it would be interesting. Because you know how, a lot of people were saying that because he was like gonna die in so many scenes, like he was supposed to die, but that's why they were like, oh, he must be some powerful evil guy because he's like surviving all these stuff that's happening to him, so there must be something. But I think he's just a dumb guy.
So do you think that would have happened though? Do you think that George Lucas actually originally thought that Jar Jar Binks was gonna be a Sith Lord?
I don't know, because the way he was introduced, because Obi-Wan saves him. I can see it playing out like that. But I don't know. I don't know. Cause like, I feel like writers go through so many drafts that there was probably like 10 million different plans for Jar Jar Binks' character.
That's true.
And then I think you just rely on what maybe the audience says too. Or I don't know. Maybe some writers don't care what the audience thinks. And they're like, no, I'm going to write how my character is going to be.
I could see that because, you know, it is a span of 6 years, right? Yeah. So the writers, it doesn't take you 6 years to write everything. And you can probably see feedback with the internet. I mean, back then the internet was starting to become a thing. Right. Uh-huh. So you could probably really get like what people's opinions were and stuff. So,
or like you have focus groups, like I have this annoying character, but he's going to be a Sith Lord. So.
That's true.
So now I can see it playing out. Yeah. Damn, Jar Jar Binks is an evil guy. Imagine him killing Obi-Wan Kenobi. Oh my God.
Yeah. You know, so I really think that this could really be a thing. Now, I am pretty adamant about this fan theory because everything would have been better. It kind of makes sense because there's all these like secret things that's just like, why did this happen? Uh-huh. Now for you, can you think of any specific reason that maybe you could believe Jar Jar Binks being a Sith Lord? I know you kind of said like, oh, he didn't die. Is there anything else? Like, I have a list of like things that people say are reasons why Jar Jar Binks probably was some sort of like Sith. Probably. Oh.
He just kind of showed up out of nowhere. So, like, in a lot of scenes, he showed up out of nowhere. So, it felt like he's like, ooh. I don't know. Like, it was like, am I watching Star Wars or Harry Potter?
I mean, one of the things was that he was able to, like, jump and do somersaults and do things that only Jedi and Sith Lords are able to do. Uh-huh. Or people who have, like, who are, like, one with the Force.
Yeah, he was very nimble. I can see that.
So that's one of them. But I could also just see that being like, that's just a Gungan thing, you know? Like, maybe that's just like his abilities.
Yeah.
Now, some other things was that he had hand gestures. Anytime he really wanted to convince someone, he would do hand gestures. But these hand gestures kind of look similar to that Jedi mind trick that people were doing. Yeah. So maybe.
Oh, okay.
Right?
I didn't notice that because every time he came on the screen, I'm like, ugh.
Now, one of them that was so, like, either he's the dumbest guy or, like, he's part of the plan was that he was actually, if you remember the movies, he was the guy who swayed the Senate to appoint Palpatine? to appoint Palpatine as the, you know, the sole emperor who gave him absolute power.
He did?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I don't remember that.
Remember, Jar Jar Binks is actually part of the Senate. He eventually gets chosen to be like one of the people.
Like a senator?
And to be a senator. And because it was a split decision on Palpatine, Jar Jar Binks was able to sway the votes and make Palpatine Supreme Emperor, which enacted his plan to become the Senate. And have that famous line, I am the Senate.
Yeah.
And
unlimited power.
And basically control and dominate the galaxy.
Oh. He probably is still evil then.
Yeah. Like Palpatine wouldn't let becoming the emperor of the Senate just up to chance, right? Like he must have orchestrated it and like planned it for this to happen.
Yeah.
And what better way to do that than have someone who's already infiltrated the Senate?
Or he was like, Jar Jar Binks is a dumbass dude. I'm just going to be like, hey,
you know, it could what be. Up? I could see that too.
Yeah. Like I'll give you chocolate. Just tell me someone to vote for me.
There's another one that I really like, but it's not necessarily a good fan theory, but do you remember what color Darth Sidious's eyes are or Palpatine's eyes are when he's evil?
Isn't it like black?
No, it's not black.
Or is it blue?
What?
I don't know. Red?
No, God damn it.
Orange?
So a lot of Siths end up having yellow eyes. Darth Maul had yellow eyes. You know, apparently it means like loss of control and you're like finally you're like completely crazy and evil. And who also had yellow eyes?
That's He just had jaundice. It's fine.
Jar Jar Binks, man. I think Jar Jar Binks was so evil, and he lost
control. He became dumb.
He's all the way on the other side, man. He's seeming dumb. People think he's dumb, so they underestimate his abilities.
I don't know.
All right. I think Jar Jar Binks is a Sith Lord, or at least working for Palpatine.
Or was supposed to be, and then George Lucas was like, everybody hates him.
I mean, I think it could be because people also say that Count Dooku, the character of Count Dooku seems really like just on the surface. Like it kind of sounds like they just made this guy up really quickly.
Because
Count Dooku kind of just sounds like Count Dracula. It kind of just has that look. And the guy even looks like it. And the guy who played Count Dooku played Count Dracula in other films.
Oh.
So it really seemed like they just kind of put him into this film. Yeah. And the fights where Count Dooku was fighting Yoda, they think that should have been Yoda fighting
Jar Jar Binks.
Yep. Imagine that fight, right?
Oh, God. I've just been laughing watching that.
It's like two frogs jumping around each other.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
So I think that would have been kind of interesting. I thought it could have happened. I would see it.
Mm-hmm.
So I really think Jar Jar Binks, they should have kept it with the plan, made him evil, reveal that he was all part of it, that he was also evil. And we would hate the character, but it would be fine because it would be like, oh my gosh, he was evil this whole time. Watch the old movies and be like, I totally see it. Everything kind of points to him being evil. They should have done that. They would have made these three films so much better.
You know what would have made these three films so much better? If they just didn't have him at all.
They feel like some of these films might have been so bad that it was a career ender. Like the kid who played Anakin in the first film.
Never acted again?
I think he acted in one more movie and then that's it. Granted, he was a child actor. So sometimes they act more or sometimes they just stop. But he didn't do it. He had a bunch of films and then he did this one and that was it.
It's fine.
People hated it so much, I guess they just wouldn't hire him. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't get the hate for the first one. Second one, I get it. Third one.
I need to just watch them again.
I think the third one is my favorite one. Yeah, out of all nine, I would think the third one is my favorite. Now, we can talk about this in the final one, but
okay. I
would say third one and then the seventh one, but we'll talk about it.
All right. We'll save that for 2 weeks from now. So remember, we're going to talk about the sequels and kind of about everything altogether with Clint Hostin. We'll see that and we'll see you next time. Clint, hit us up with those ending credits.
Well, all righty. Thanks for listening, everyone. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at KnowThisTrivia. Please rate us 5 stars and review our podcast. It really helps us out and it might not make us end this podcast. So please do that.
We're dying.
And if you have any suggestions or for topics or comments about our podcast or how we can make you guys get more listeners, please email us at theknowthispodcast@gmail.com.
Cover art by Amy Hoffman. Music by Karthik Rakran. Edited and produced by Clint Valencia and Jerry Mack. See you in 2 weeks for our finale of the Trilogy of Trilogies.
Dun, 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 dun.
Dun, 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 dun.